Do these tend to occur more in children than adults, or do we know?
Head injury does tend to be more common in children for a number of reasons. One is that kids tend to be a little bit less aware of their bodies. They're engaging in slightly more risky activities, learning how to ride a bike. Kids have a larger head as a proportion of the size of their body, so they're more likely to sustain a head injury just because of the nature of the way that their proportions are. Head injury, for example, in winter sports tends to be more common in males who are in their teens, probably because of risk-taking behavior. So all of that needs to be factored in when you're talking about risk and rates of head injury in children.
Are concussions more serious for children than adults?
What I can say is that I think children are probably more likely to underreport their symptoms because they're motivated to go back to whatever activity that they were engaging in before, so they may minimize the symptoms of a concussion.
So can you have a concussion and not know it?
Definitely. Concussion symptoms can range anywhere from a mild headache to confusion to double vision to problems with concentration, all the way up to loss of consciousness, coma, paralysis, death. There's really, really a wide spectrum. And I think one of the shifts that we've seen in the last several years is an increasing sensitivity to sort of the more minor symptoms of concussion. And the other thing that I would emphasize and underscore is that once you have a concussion, once you have any of the symptoms of concussion, it's very, very important to understand a second injury, a second concussion before those first symptoms have completely resolved can be potentially much more catastrophic and much more injurious than they would be otherwise.
In what way?
It's called the second impact syndrome. The thinking is that the brain may be in an increased state of vulnerability immediately following a concussion, making it more susceptible to potentially developing very severe problems if a second, even small injury is sustained. If you still have any persistent symptoms of concussion, it is extremely advisable to wait until those symptoms have completely resolved before you go back out and attempt to undertake that activity again.
Meantime, best way to avoid concussions?
Well, protective gear like helmets don't reduce the chances that you're going to have a concussion. Helmets are really good at preventing things like scalp lacerations and skull fractures. And we've seen, particularly, for example, in skiing and snowboarding, in the last decade, the incidence and the use of helmets has gone up dramatically. And we have seen the overall rate of injuries to the head go down by about 30%. But the rate of fatal and severe injuries hasn't really changed that much. That probably has to do with the fact that most concussions have to do with a sudden deceleration injury of the brain, not really a strike against a hard object. So just because you're wearing a helmet doesn't necessarily prevent the brain from being moved around very violently, which can still cause severe injury.
If you're trying to avoid a concussion, then the best thing to do?
If you're going to ride your bike or ski or play football, any of those activities, you should absolutely 100% wear a helmet. But understand that wearing a helmet is not going to protect you. It's not going to prevent you from having a concussion. It is an essential piece of safety gear, but you want to act or play or run or bike or ski as if you are not wearing a helmet to really be as safe as you possibly can.
So to do it with the utmost caution.
Absolutely. Well, what I say is you should always wear a helmet when you ski, but you should act as if you're not.
Dr. Newman, thank you for being with me.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.